presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
July 25, 1124 America, New York, Tesla will spend more to increase production at two new factories. Tesla said it expected capital expenditures to be $6 billion to $8 billion in 2022, up from an April forecast of $5 billion to $7 billion. A Tesla vehicle during the opening day of the Tesla Gigafactory in Germany. Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 25, 1042 America, New York, a visual map of gas prices across the U.S. The average price of a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in the U.S. hit a record high of $5.02 in June. Daily FX Market News.
July 25, 1030 America, New York. Gold price forecast. Gold test of key support leads to resistance rally. Gold prices put in their first green week since early June after running into a major spot of support. But price has already started to test resistance, and this week's economic calendar is loaded.
New York Times Business.
July 25, 1017 America, New York, as prices soar in Ukraine, war adds economic havoc to the human toll. Fuel prices are up 90% from a year ago. Food costs have surged over 35%. Many people, with incomes no higher than before the war, are being squeezed. Ihor Korpi, a schoolteacher, sells produce during summers at Lviv's main outdoor market.
Global economy.
July 25, 950 America, New York. Philips blames China and supply logjams for latest guidance cut. Shares fall to 9-year low as Dutch medical equipment maker warns sales growth will miss previous expectations.
Daily FX Market News.
July 25, 930 America, New York. Learn to take losses like a winner. Learning to take losses, well, is an extremely important function of good trading.
Daily FX Market News.
July 25, 929 America, New York, DAX 40 fluctuates as German business confidence dives. DAX 40 fluctuates as investors look to earnings and economic pressure mounts.
Global economy.
July 25, 855 America, New York, strict inflation targets for central banks have caused economic harm. Governments should draw lessons from the malign consequences of prolonged ultra-low interest rates.
New York Times Business.
July 25, 850 America, New York, cooling the economy without crushing it. Several signs of economic stress may keep the Fed from raising interest rates to a full percentage point. Further rate increases are in sight.
Marginal Revolution.
July 25, 837 America, New York, is being bombed bad for your mental health? We find that cohorts younger than age 5 at the onset of World War II or those born during the war are in significantly worse mental health later in life when they are between ages late 50s and 70s.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 25, 820 America, New York. German lessons for the energy transition. The shift toward sustainable power sources is making fossil fuel markets more brittle and uncertain.
Global economy.
July 25th. 7:31 America, New York, the year so far in trade, nasty shocks, smart companies, mediocre policy. Globalization has so far withstood the China lockdown and the Ukraine war, but even tougher times are coming.
BBC News Business. July 25, 7:27 America, New York, train strikes. People told not to travel by rail during walkouts. Only 20% of services will run, and some places will have no trains on Wednesday, Network Rail says.
Wall Street Journal Markets.
July 25, 703 America, New York. Borrowing among junk-rated firms slows to a trickle. A combination of higher funding costs and ratings upgrades has trimmed the supply of high-yield bonds.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
July 25, 631 America, New York. John List on scale, Uber, and the voltage effect. Economist John List of the University of Chicago talks about his book, The Voltage Effect, with EconTalk host Russ Roberts. He discusses what determines scalability and argues that the only good ideas that count are those that scale.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
July 25, 630 America, New York, efficient and inefficient rationing. Natural gas deliveries to Europe from Russian state corporation Gazprom have already been reduced, and further reductions are expected as winter approaches. It is a way for the Russian government to pressure European governments into dampening their political and military support for Ukraine.
BBC News Business.
July 25, 408 America New York, Eurotunnel in Dover queues, warning of another busy weekend of channel traffic. Traffic heading to France is flowing freely on Monday, but it is expected to be very busy this weekend.
BBC News Business.
July 25, 336 America New York, Ryanair boss slams airports over poor recruitment. Neil Sorahan says airports had one job to do, to recruit enough staff to deal with higher demand.
Marginal Revolution.
July 25, 325 America New York, what should I ask Walter Russell Mead? He is a leading foreign policy expert, and I will be doing a conversation with him. Here is from Wikipedia. Walter Russell Mead, born June 12, 1952, is an American academic.
Marginal Revolution.
July 25, 108 America New York, poverty rates in Chile and Venezuela. Via Jeremy Horpendahl. The post-poverty rates in Chile and Venezuela appeared first on Marginal Revolution. Comments until it get deleted, that is. But the era of Tyler wanting.
Armstrong Economics.
July 25, 007 America New York, will 2022 be the high in temperatures? Question. I seem to recall that you said 2022 on your computer was a directional change in temperature and a retest of the 1930s was likely. Could you elaborate on that again since we have high temperatures as your computer warned? RB.
Armstrong Economics.
July 25, 005 America New York, just inflation. Consumer price gains hit their highest level since January 1983 in Canada. The news comes 1 week after the Canadian Central Bank surprised the markets by implementing a 100 basis point rate hike.
Armstrong Economics.
July 25, 003 America New York. Germany to bail out Uniper. Germany and Finnish parent company Fortum signed a $15.24 billion deal to save energy company Uniper. In return, Germany will take a 30% stake in the company. Uniper reported only receiving a fraction on contracted gas from Russia's Gazprom since mid-June, and it seems shipments may continue to slow or cease entirely.